Recently, a detour took me past the perfume counter where a spritz of Chanel No. 5 hung in the air. I was immediately transported to Vietnam 1978. Chanel No. 5 in post-war Vietnam. How can such a dichotomy of capitalist colonial luxury exist in war-torn communist Vietnam? My mother wore Chanel No. 5. She had a bottle and hid it. Chanel was as secret as U.S. dollars, gold leaves, or Chinese antiques. Chanel was part of my mother's pre-war past, when she was glamorous, wealthy, and married to status. She even smelled important. Now everything of obvious value had been appropriated by the state, even her husband. In post-war Vietnam, my mother supported three young children, secured my father's release from re-education, and escaped Vietnam. She conducted business on the black market, securing and reselling banned goods like Tylenol or Marlboro cigarettes. She ran from busted stings, bribed officials to evade arrest. She was the most badass woman ever. In secret, she wore Chanel No. 5, just a hint of it on her still damp skin after bathing. The scent hung in the air like a specter without shape or form, but whose presence you feel just the same. In those years, my mother was gone all the time. The only evidence of her existence was her dirty shirts in the laundry pile. My sister and I, two lonely little girls missing our mom, would sit in the armoire and wrap the dirty shirts around our bodies, shirts that just yesterday touched our mother's skin. We would inhale the faint linger of the perfume mixed with what was uniquely our mother. It was as if she was there and hugging us. My mother doesn't wear Chanel No. 5 anymore. Maybe it's too much of a reminder of those post-war years. And even though it's been 40 years, the scent still evokes powerful memories. I miss my mom. I love my mom. But now I can see her anytime. With a perspective, I'm Lauren Vuong.